On Tuesday, lawmakers in the Vermont House are expected to take up a gun control bill for final approval, and it's part of what students in Vermont were calling for this weekend. VPR's Liam Elder Connors was at the March for Our Lives rally in Montpelier Saturday and has more.
This is Elisa Dworsky. She was handing out postcards.
Yeah, are you guys writing letters to...
We're writing letters to Governor Scott.
She's from Montpelier.
Asking people to write to Governor Scott and express their desire for him to sign gun safety legislation when it comes to his desk.
How many letters are you hoping to get?
There are, I believe, 1,500 postcards going out. And we've almost, there are three left in my hand, so, or two left in my hand.
Dworsky was at the March for Our Lives rally in Montpelier on Saturday. She was one of about 2,500 people who came out. There were students of all ages, parents, Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Peter Welch were there. Many people had signs with slogans like "Arms are for hugging" and "21st century weapons, 18th century laws." Hundreds of rallies took place across the country, organized after 17 people were killed at a school shooting in Parkland, Florida. In Vermont, there were rallies around the state, including Rutland, Bennington, and Manchester. In many states, students have been calling for lawmakers to enact stronger gun control laws. And in Vermont, that might actually happen. Just the night before the rally, House lawmakers gave preliminary approval to a bill that would, among other things, raise the age to buy guns in the state to 21 and require universal background checks for all gun sales. The state Senate passed a similar bill, and Republican Governor Phil Scott has indicated he'd support some gun control measures, even saying he'd, quote, probably sign off on a universal background check bill. For protesters at the Montpelier rally, their message to Scott was clear. Jack Cronin is from Essex Junction. He says the point of the rally was to show that people want to change the way guns affect society. I asked him what he thought about the bills the Vermont legislature was considering.
I feel like that's a great start. I think that there can be more done, especially on terms of mental health and limiting access to these firearms for people with mental health problems.
Cronin and other students say Saturday's march isn't the end. They say they'll continue to push lawmakers to enact more gun control laws. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.